So having walked in the woods or in our homes or wherever we have done some walking practice, stepping and knowing that we are stepping, feeling the earth, the leaves, the carpet, the floor, we can now settle into this posture of sitting. This continuity of mindfulness from one practice period to the next. Steadily deepening our ability to stay present. Of course, even this word, to stay, is counterintuitive. Because attention itself, consciousness itself, is dynamic and changing. So another way might be to express it as accompanying ourselves in this unfolding sequence of stepping, or hearing, or reaching, accompanying this mind-body we call me. Becoming a companion. Bringing mindfulness as our ally. Dhanasara Bhikkhu writes in, translates the Nagara Sutta. Just as the royal frontier fortress has a foundation post, deeply rooted, well embedded, immovable, and unshakable, for the protection of those within and to ward off those without. In the same way, a disciple of the noble ones has conviction, sada, is convinced of the Tathagata's awakening. Indeed, the Blessed One is worthy and rightly self-awakened, consummate in knowledge and conduct, well gone, a knower of the cosmos, an unexcelled trainer of those persons ready to be tamed, teacher of human and divine beings, awakened and blessed. With conviction as his foundation post, the disciple of the Noble Ones abandons what is unskillful, develops what is skillful, abandons what is blameworthy, develops what is blameless, and looks after himself with purity. With this first true quality is he endowed. So, this confidence in the teachings, confidence in our own lived experience, guided by the awakened mind of the Buddha, whose teachings come down to us through the centuries. Passed on by monks and lay disciples. Orally and then on palm leaf. Manuscripts translated and taken throughout Asia, arriving eventually on this continent we call North America. Something of value given freely. So drawing on our faith in our own lived experience, drawing on our faith in the value of these teachings, once more we return to this noble upright posture. May my practice truly be of benefit to me and to all beings. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the discourse on the four foundations of mindfulness, the Buddha gives an instruction. He sends his monks off saying, go to the forest, to the root of a tree, or to an empty hut. Sit yourself down, cross-legged. Make the body erect and establish mindfulness before you. Breathing in, know that you are breathing in. Breathing out, know that you are breathing out. In this way, calming the bodily formations. This quivering, wavering mind, hard to guard, hard to check. The wise one makes it straight like the fletcher, the arrow shaft. Inspired by the teachings, the words of the Buddha, inspired by our own experience, we summon virya, this wise effort, this courageous energy, to return once more to simply being present with body and breath, with mind and heart. Sometimes it can be helpful to practice with a light smile, a half smile, so that we remember this endeavor is not so, it doesn't require us to be too grim or to grip or to strive, but to relax and rest in knowing one experience and then another. Just as we might watch a stream flowing by and a leaf or a branch carried on that stream. This is Rumi's poem. How does part of the world leave the world? How can wetness leave water? Don't try to put out a fire by throwing on more fire. Don't wash a wound with blood. No matter how fast you run, your shadow keeps up. Sometimes it's in front. Only full overhead sun diminishes your shadow. But that shadow has been serving you. What hurts you blesses you. Darkness is your candle. Your boundaries are your quest. I could explain this, but it will break the glass cover on your heart, and there's no fixing that. You must have shadow and light source, both. You must have shadow and light source, both. Listen and lay your head under the tree of awe. When from that tree feathers and wings sprout on your soul, be quieter than a dove. Don't open your mouth for even a coo. darkness is your candle. You must have shadow and light source both. Listen and lay your head under the tree of awe. Mindfulness, sati, is this remembering to be present with a sight, a sound, a sensation, a smell, a taste, a touch. These cascading phenomena present themselves often in such quick succession. It's sometimes awkward and difficult to slow down enough to notice what's happening. So we practice receiving. Knowing the movement of the breath. As a feeling of expansion. Or rising motion, followed by a descending motion, a releasing. Knowing a sound as close or further away, having a repeating rhythm or appearing surrounded by silence. This journey of knowing is a journey of discovery. As we refine our attention, letting mindfulness gather the attention more and more, yielding this quality of gathered samadhi, collected, assembled, able to rest in the fullness of changing experience. So once more, paying attention on hearing the sound of the bell. Accompanying the movement of the body with interest, with this warm, attentive mindfulness.